Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics for your AQA GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition exam, food poisoning. Now, I know this might not sound like the most glamorous topic, but trust me, understanding food poisoning is absolutely crucial. Not only will it help you earn those vital marks in your exam, but it's also knowledge that will keep you and your family safe in the kitchen for life. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the 5 key pathogenic bacteria you need to know, the scientific conditions that allow them to multiply, and most importantly, the precise control measures that examiners are looking for in your answers. We'll also tackle those common mistakes that cost students marks, and I'll share some exam tips that will help you access those top mark bands. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's begin with the science. When we talk about food poisoning, we're talking about pathogenic bacteria. Now, notice I said pathogenic bacteria, not germs. This is your first exam tip: use precise scientific terminology. Examiners award marks for accuracy, so saying pathogenic bacteria shows you understand these are disease-causing microorganisms. The 5 bacteria you absolutely must know are Salmonella, Campylobacter, E. coli, O157 Listeria, and Staphylococcus aureus. Each one has specific high-risk foods associated with it, and examiners love to test this link. Salmonella is found in raw poultry and eggs. Think chicken that hasn't been cooked properly, or that raw cake mixture you might be tempted to taste. Campylobacter is also linked to raw poultry and unpasteurized milk. E. coli O157 is the one to associate with raw or undercooked beef and contaminated water. Listeria is particularly dangerous for pregnant women and is found in soft cheeses, pâté, and ready-to-eat foods. Finally, Staphylococcus aureus is found in foods handled by humans, like cream cakes and cooked meats, because it lives on our skin. Now, here's where it gets really important for your exam. You need to understand the conditions bacteria need to multiply. This is where FATTOM comes in, F-A-T-T-O-M. This mnemonic is gold for structuring your answers. Let me break it down. F stands for food. Bacteria need nutrients, particularly protein-rich foods like meat and dairy. A stands for acidity. Bacteria thrive in low acid conditions. The danger zone for pH is between 4.6 and 7.0. Foods that are too acidic, like vinegar or lemon juice, inhibit bacterial growth. The first T stands for time. Bacteria need time to multiply through binary fission. That's the scientific term for bacterial reproduction, not breeding. In the right conditions, bacteria can double every 20 minutes. After 2 to 4 hours in the danger zone, food becomes unsafe. The second T stands for temperature, and this is absolutely critical. The temperature danger zone is 5 degrees Celsius to 63 degrees Celsius. Write that down, 5 to 63. Bacteria multiply rapidly in this range, with 37 degrees Celsius, body temperature being optimal. Below 5 degrees, bacteria become dormant, not dead. Freezing doesn't kill bacteria, it just makes them inactive. Above 75 degrees Celsius, bacteria are killed. That's your minimum core cooking temperature, and examiners want to see that exact figure. O stands for oxygen. Some bacteria are aerobic and need oxygen, while others are anaerobic and don't. This is why different preservation methods work for different bacteria. M stands for moisture. Bacteria need water to survive. This is measured as water activity. High moisture foods like fresh meat are high risk, while dried foods inhibit bacterial growth. Now, let's talk about symptoms, because this is another area where students lose marks. When asked about food poisoning symptoms, always list at least 2 distinct physical reactions. The main ones are vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, fever, and nausea. Don't just say feeling sick, be specific. Also, remember that symptoms don't appear immediately. There's an incubation period, which varies by bacteria. For Staphylococcus aureus, it can be as short as 1 to 6 hours, but for Salmonella, it's typically 12 to 72 hours. Let's move on to those exam tips and common mistakes that can make or break your grade. First, temperature precision. Vague answers like cooking thoroughly won't get you full marks. Examiners want to see 75 degrees Celsius for core cooking temperature, 0 to 5 degrees for refrigeration, and 5 to 63 for the danger zone. Learn these numbers. Second, don't confuse use-by dates with best-before dates. Use-by dates are about safety, they're on high-risk foods like meat and dairy. Best-before dates are about quality, they're on things like biscuits and crisps. In food safety scenarios, you must reference use-by dates. Third, when explaining control measures, don't just state what to do, explain the implication. For example, don't just say cover food. Say covering food prevents cross-contamination from raw meat juices containing Campylobacter. That explanation is what gets you into the higher mark bands. Fourth, understand that freezing doesn't kill bacteria. This is a massive misconception. Freezing at minus 18 degrees Celsius makes bacteria dormant, but when you defrost the food, they become active again. That's why you must never refreeze raw meat once it's been thawed. Fifth, for high tariff questions worth 8 or 12 marks, you need to analyze, not just describe. Link the bacterial growth requirement to the control measure. For example, dehydration removes moisture, which is one of the conditions in Fat Tom, therefore inhibiting bacterial growth. That's the level of analysis examiners are looking for. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the temperature danger zone? The answer is 5 degrees Celsius to 63 degrees Celsius. Question 2. Which bacterium is associated with raw poultry and eggs? The answer is Salmonella. Question 3. What does the A in Fat Tom stand for? The answer is acidity. Question 4. What is the minimum core cooking temperature to kill bacteria? The answer is 75 degrees Celsius. Question 5. Does freezing kill bacteria? The answer is no, it makes them dormant. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the 5 key pathogenic bacteria: Salmonella, Campylobacter, E. coli, Listeria, and Staphylococcus aureus. We've explored Fat Tom, the 6 conditions bacteria need to multiply: food, acidity, time, temperature, oxygen, and moisture. We've emphasized the critical temperatures, 5 to 63 for the danger zone, 75 for cooking, and 0 to 5 for refrigeration. And we've highlighted those common mistakes: being vague about temperatures, confusing date labels, and not explaining the why behind control measures. Remember, food poisoning questions can appear across different question types in your exam. You might get a short answer question asking you to identify bacteria from symptoms, or a 12-mark extended writing question asking you to evaluate control measures. Whatever the question, use Fat Tom to structure your answer, include specific temperatures, and always explain the implication of your points. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Keep practicing those exam questions, use precise scientific terminology, and you'll be well on your way to achieving that top grade. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.